Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 21 regarding Igor, I-G-O-R. Last name is R-A-K-I-T-S-K-I-Y. Igor Rakitsky is a 57-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8-21-18. Apparently on that occasion he fell off of a truck, injuring his lower back and breaking his neck. He was seen at the emergency room the same day. He did further evaluation and treatment, including surgery to his neck on 12-4-18 for a spinal cord injury, and on 11-20-20 for a pinched nerve in his lower back. Period completed his course of active treatment on 1-12-22. Period. New paragraph. Now insert what I've marked on the long summary in the cover letter. And there might be certain areas where I need additional info inserted, perhaps surgical procedures and things like that. Now we'll jump to physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of both shoulders was decreased. Period passive adduction on the right was 25 degrees and flexion to 110 degrees with internal rotation 65 degrees and external rotation to 80 degrees. Period active right shoulder abduction was to 75 degrees compared to 50 degrees on the left with tenderness. Period left shoulder flexion and internal rotation were to 95 and 75 degrees respectively on an active basis. Period. Motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. Motion of the right elbow was full, but extension elicited tenderness. Period. Left wrist extension was variable between 20 and 50 degrees. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished on the medial upper arms, but bilaterally was intact on the medial upper arms bilaterally, but was otherwise not noticed. Period. As virtually as a global / stocking glove distribution of decreased sensation. Period manual muscle testing was 5-5 resisted left hand grasp and pinch grip, comma 4+ for shoulder abduction, comma 4-4- for shoulder external rotation, comma and 4/5 volitionally limited and left elbow and wrist extension, but was otherwise 5/5. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed right anterior longitudinal scar about the knee, consistent with surgery there. Period. He had globally diminished pinprick sensation bilaterally. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5 for left extensor hallucis longus and 4+/5 for plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar with preserved low dotted curve. Period. Active flexion was 15 degrees, comma extension 20 degrees, comma rotation right 50 degrees and left 45 degrees with side bending right 20 degrees and left 15 degrees. Period. When distracted, he had improved range of motion and flexion and extension. But this was also the case with the upper extremities. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild, perhaps myelopathic limp on the left, using a cane in his right hand, but he was able to stand on his heels and toes with support. Period inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1.5 inches in length with preserved lower dotted curve. Period he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 5 degrees. Period side bending right was 20 degrees and left to 15 degrees with bilateral rotation full to 45 degrees. supine straight leg raises and maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 55 degrees, elicit an early low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Impressions on 8/21/18, Igor Rakitsky was injured when he fell off of a truck at work. Period. He has undergone an extensive course of treatment and surgeries that will be inserted here. Period. He has remained at work since the subject event and is receiving Social Security disability. Period. He only takes ibuprofen for discomfort, but no prescribed narcotics or anti-inflammatories. Period. He does suffer from diabetes mellitus. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spines as well as the shoulders. Period. He had non-dermatomal sensory loss in both the upper and lower extremities. Period. There was a suggestion of a myelopathic gait on the left. Period. Supine straight leg raises maneuvers did not elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative at the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. There is likely 0% permanent partial disability referable to either hand. Period. End.